For a moment, nothing happened. Then, slowly, very slowly, swaying from side to side, the chicken hut started turning, squeaking, creaking, and shaking, until Alex could see a small door in the middle of the hut and narrow wooden steps that led up to it. As soon as the hut stopped turning, the small door swung open, and an old woman wearing a shaggy black skirt with purple stripes and a purple cotton blouse with wide sleeves appeared in the doorway.
"I recognize her," Katie whispered. "That's Baba Yaga."
Alex nodded. That was definitely Baba Yaga. The same long hair reaching down to the hem of her long skirt, the same long crooked nose and large black warts covering her wrinkled face. Leaning on a thick, moss-covered stick, Baba Yaga walked down the steps.
"You again?" she said in place of greeting. "What do you want now?"
"Look around you," Dobryna said. "The forest is dying without sunlight. You're destroying the natural order of day and night. That's not right. You need to release the Guardian of Day."
"Not until after my good-for-nothing granddaughter learns witchcraft. I know not to expect much of her, but she needs to master a few basic spells. Turning princes into frogs, frogs into princes, brave warriors into rocks, and little kids into mice,"
Baba Yaga said.
"But that's hard, Grandma,"
a voice said. Alex looked up. A young girl with two pigtails and dressed in a pink sundress appeared at the door of the hut and skipped down the steps to the ground. She was carrying a thick leather-bound book.
"Hello,"
the girl said.
"I'm Rita,